Just a minute, Carol pulls up in his limerick shaw and delivers the week's rhymes. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Luke, according to investigators in Italy, a huge part of the new alternative energy economy there, windmills, recycling plants, that sort of thing, is controlled by whom?
The mafia.
Of course, yes. Good news. If the Italian mafia does not like you, they will no longer kill you and dump you in a landfill. Bad news, you'll be recycled and made into reusable shopping bags. Italian investigators seized millions of dollars of assets owned by these new green companies in Italy that they say are really controlled by the mafia, including his real name, Vito Lord of the Wind Nicastri. He's called that because of all the wind farms he owns. Other suspected green mafiosi in Italy include Vito the Garbage Sorter Spadaforte, Tony Tiny Carbon Footprint Marchese, and Johnny Low Flow Toilet Bandaro.
I feel like if I was, you know, had a bag over my head, like I had gone, you know, sideways with the green mafia,
yeah.
And they, like, you know, were like taking me off somewhere, and I knew they were probably going to do away with me. And then they opened the trunk, and I got out, and they took the bag off, and I realized they had driven me there in a Prius.
Yeah,
I would be like way less scared.
Right.
And it's also very hard to find a vegan horse's head.
Luke, Apple is forcefully denying a report from Bloomberg News that CEO Steve Jobs was involved in an incident with airport security in Japan. What reportedly happened?
Oh, man. Did they want him to turn off his iPhone?
No.
They wanted him to take off his black mock turtleneck to go through security.
No.
Can I give him a hint?
You may.
Who else might? Don't they also wear black mock turtlenecks?
They do.
The guys
actually.
Who use these.
Mimes. There was a mime troupe that attacked him.
No,
a whole gang of jewel thieves.
He was picking up supplies for ninja school, is what Paul is getting at.
Oh, okay. He wanted to take a throwing star on
yes.
the plane.
They took away his ninja throwing stars, says Bloomberg News. They checked his luggage, and they said, well, you can't take these ninja stars onto the plane.
Doesn't he have an app for that?
And Steve Jobs is like...
He just, like, throws a ninja star at your email.
And Steve Jobs is like, it's my plane. It's unlikely that I'm going to try to hijack it. So I can tell it to go to Cuba, and it'll just go to Cuba. I own the plane.
Oh, it was his... He wasn't yeah. flying, like,
so he
commercial.
Got furious, and according to Bloomberg News, he was so furious at this that he says he'll never go back to Japan. Now, Apple issued a statement that said a complete fiction. He loves Japan. He's going to go back. But they didn't mention anything about... The throwing stars, yes or no? It was a hard thing. I mean, in the middle of it, he tried to call his lawyer, but he couldn't get through because all he had was an iPhone 4. And
I was so obsessed with being a ninja as a kid.
Really?
I made a ninja star out of a found part from a washing machine.
Right.
And we waited our whole lives, me and my kids in my neighborhood that were in my ninja club, to have a rumble. But we were all the kids in the neighborhood were in the ninja club.
So who are you going to fight?
These other kids came to visit their granddad once, and I thought there was beef. I ran home to get my ninja star that was a gear from a washing machine. I ran back. I jumped up on the fence. But in fact, everyone had decided not to fight, but I didn't get the memo. So I threw a ninja star at this chubby kid and hit him in the stomach. And I was like, success. And everyone, even my friends, went, why did you do that?
Because I am ninja, you said.
Yeah. So I slunk back home, and that was the end of my ninja career.
Well, this is why you can't take washing machine parts on a plane anymore, either.
Paula, British farmer Roe Mears is appealing to the public to donate their unused brassieres to her at her farm. Ms. Mears is a fruit grower, says she doesn't intend the items for personal use. She says, therefore, what?
Packaging fruit.
Not quite. It's pretty obvious when you think about it. She's a fruit farmer. She grows large fruits that grow on vines.
So she wants to hold up the fruit, keep it on the vine longer.
She's supporting the...
Supporting the tomatoes.
No.
There's another thing they call that.
The grapefruits.
No.
The nuts, the grapes, the...
Melons?
The melons!
Yes! She wants the donated bras to support her melons.
I couldn't stand to see you suffer anymore.
Ms. Meir says her Galia melons were outgrowing their vines and were, quote, swinging too low. We needed something to lift and separate. Then I looked down and I realized the answer was under my nose. Here's adage, she's still trying to figure out the best way to transport fresh milk from the barn to her home. The tractor is no good because her jugs keep bouncing.
I don't know. You know, I have a silly picadillo, which is that I call body parts by their names. I know, it's crazy. And I've taught my kids to do it, and socially they are out. But, you know, to me, a breast is a breast. And the idea that you would call it...
Well, on some women, it's a melon, baby.